So everybody listening, I've got Dustin with me from Tustin Buick GMC. Dustin, tell us what you do. Give us your title and, you know, what is it that you do there at the dealership?
I'm the sales manager here at the dealership. And basically work all the numbers for the people, for all the salespeople, talk to customers coming in, help direct them in the right direction.
Very nice. So Heidi and I, Heidi's on with us. Say hi, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. No. Hi, Dustin. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
So Heidi good. And I were actually talking a little bit before we, you know, got you on the phone, and we were talking about the experience that I had when I went into your dealership a couple weekends back, and, you know, just how really thoughtful and, you know, that the whole situation was. It was a different experience than what I've had before in, you know, trying to find a new car. My lease is up pretty soon, and I wanted to, you know, look at what the new models coming in for 2020 looked like, and it was so far beyond the typical car buying experience that I reached out, you know, to your dealership and said, who can I talk to about this? I just think it's really great. And here at Mortgage Mom Radio, we're always bringing tips, advice to all of our listeners, regardless of whether it's mortgage or real estate. Sometimes it's mom related and family related, financial related. And, you know, you guys were just knock it out of the park. So much different, just so nice about everything. And, you know, I really know that when I'm ready to pull that plug and buy that car, I'm going to go back to you guys, because I just had an overwhelming, you know, better experience. And so I wanted to bring this to everybody. And I know that you have a big part in that. We talked a little bit before, you know, the call about, you know, what is it that you guys do that's so different from these other, you know, dealerships? And one of the things that you did mention is that you guys are family owned.
Yes. And thank you so much for all the kind accolades. You know, we are a family owned dealership, so we try to treat our customers the same way. It's the same way we'd want to treat our family to be treated when they go someplace. So we like to try to get to know our customers when they come in and help guide them in the right direction versus telling them where we think they need to go. So we try to pair them up with salespeople that can relate to them in those types of experiences.
Well, and one of the things that I found that was really great was, you know, especially me being in finance and doing this for a living, it was really important to me to be pre-approved, which is something that I would do with all of my clients that call me and want to buy a home. I want to get them pre-approved before they get out there, start looking and start shopping. And, you know, I was able to have a really great conversation with you about, you know, my finances and what could I be approved for, and is it possible to get pre-approved before coming in and shopping? You know, the last thing that you want to do is have that awful experience that you've bought a car, signed the papers, drove off the lot, and all of a sudden you get a phone call that says you need to bring the car back. And that has happened to people before. So, you know, I know that you mentioned that you guys do that you work with people in advance. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, the way we work with people in advance, we get both types of information on people. For example, we'll get them where they're searching through the internet, and we'll get their information, and they're looking to get pre-approved. So we'll typically contact them and go over what they're trying to achieve. The same with we get people who do call in, and then they want to get pre-approved as well, to ask if we give pre-approvals and so forth, or if we work with different types of credit. So what we typically do is we try to interview the customer and what are they trying to do, what type of car are they looking for, and amount of money they're trying to spend. Then what we will ask them to do is fill out an online credit application for us. We send them to our website and ask them to get pre-approved. So we send them there. They send us an online credit app. And then we take that credit app and we pull together all the information we've received from them and how we've interviewed them and talked to them, and then we will submit that to a lender. We won't submit all over the place. We go to a lender to see what we're looking at and what type of pre-approvals we can get for the people who want to get pre-approved before they come into the store. The second step after that is if they like what they hear, we'll take it the next step if they've picked a vehicle, and we'll get the whole vehicle done and put together, so they're just coming in and signing paperwork, and they're back on the road to spend as little time at the dealership as they have to.
That's my kind of buying experience. What about you, Heidi?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we just recently bought new cars, and it was traumatic.
To say the least, right?
Yes. I mean, two different dealerships, my husband and I, very different type of vehicle buyers. And, you know, all the way from Valencia up to, you know, past Bakersfield for his vehicle. It's awful.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So I love to hear that you guys do that, Dusty, because that's exactly what I was looking for. Was here's our information, here's what we want, you know, really knew exactly what kind of car we wanted, everything, what kind of truck. And it was hard to find a dealership that was willing to have those conversations before we came into the dealership.
Yeah, they just want to get you there and they want to keep you there. And that wasn't my experience. My experience was absolutely amazing. And that's why I reached out, you know, to Dusty and said, hey, can we talk a little bit? And I think it's so important to bring this out to our listeners. You know, if you've been in the market to buy a car and you're looking at, you know, a Buick or a GMC, even if you're, you know, cities away, I can tell you right now that your experience in their dealership will be different. And it's something that you should definitely consider maybe taking that little bit of an extra drive. I live in Valencia and I drove all the way to Tustin and it was worth every minute of it. So definitely, I think it's great. And, you know, one thing that, you know, Heidi kind of pushed on right now a little bit is, you know, my husband has a truck and I've got a car and we've got different tastes. And one thing that you said, Dusty, that kind of hit me as she was saying that was that you pair up your buyers with the right salespeople. And I remember that, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, trailering experts and boats and RVs, and we're on Go Country 105. So there's a lot of us out here that have those items. So explain that a little bit, because I think it's really important to know too, when you're buying something, that you're buying what you need.
Right. Well, what I think is really important is when we do meet a customer here at the store, even over the phone or the internet, that we understand what their needs are. And when we understand what their needs are, we have several people in the store that really, that's kind of their specialty point. A couple different salespeople I have that tell you more than you probably want to know about a truck, but the most important things are about your trailering. Are you in the right size vehicle with a lot of the right things to help tow effortlessly? Because when you're towing a vehicle, you don't want to be under stress while you're towing that boat or your recreational vehicle. So we take the customer after the interview process and we'll get another salesperson involved who can help them make the right decision on which vehicle they're looking for to tow whatever they're trying to do. Same with a lot of the your sports utility vehicles, your Yukons and so forth versus a Yukon XL, which one's obviously longer, about 12 to 18 inches longer, more storage space. So the question is, at that point, what do you do? You know, do you pack around a lot of your family? Do you travel a lot? Is there a lot to carry in the back of your vehicle? And what's the best use of the space that you have, especially if you're afraid to drive that longer vehicle? And you might be able to get away with it in the shorter vehicle. Or we take you over to, we have a busy parking lot here. A lot of people are afraid to park those big vehicles. We take them over to the busy parking lot. We say, here you go, take the vehicle, work on parking it, see how easy it is to park with all the great new features these cars have. So we make sure we want to pair everybody up with all the right customers and right salespeople.
Well, and that's I think what I'm trying to get across to everybody listening is that you guys really care. And I think that's the family part of your dealership, is that you care about your client, you care about your buyer, you want them to come back because their experience is good, and you want them to buy from you again, and you want them to be a repeat customer. So that makes all of the world of difference. I mean, I remember one day, you know, I had a, this was way, way, way back when, but I had a little Honda Pilot, and I went out to, you know, Giant RV, and I was looking at trailers, and you know, the guy walked up to me and said, what do you think you're going to tow with that thing? you know, but you don't know. You think you've got a hitch. You think you can just, you know, plug it in and go. And that's not really the reality.
Yeah. I'll say, Dusty, it was great to hear about having people that know the niche and, you know, even over explaining a truck. My husband drives a very large truck, and we actually walked out of a couple dealerships because he does know about trucks, but the people couldn't answer his questions.
Right.
And, you know, honestly, yeah, they could have made a sale if they actually knew the product or got a salesperson that did.
Right. You have to understand that your truck buyers are usually very educated buyers on what they want, what are their needs, and what works for them. Our job's to help with that and also show them other special features on the vehicle that makes it a more pleasurable experience for them to tow that vehicle they're towing. So, and as you mentioned, you know, about repeat customers, you know, there's no good having a customer who bought the wrong vehicle and are back with you trying to figure out what's the right vehicle and not being able to help them get into the right vehicle. So we see a lot of that. People come here from other stores and they're in the wrong vehicle and they want to switch vehicles. So we try to help them get into the new vehicle that works for them. And it's about keeping that customer happy. And if they're happy, they're sending us other friends of theirs as well.
Yeah, it absolutely works that way. So, you know, since we've got you on the phone, we're talking trucks, we've mentioned quite a few of the different models that you guys have there at the shop. One of the things that I thought was really big to me, because again, being in the finance side of things, I can, you know, tell people, recommend things that are, you know, financially, you know, very sound. And one of those things that I really love is 0% financing. But what caught my attention when you and I were talking was 0% financing for a longer term. Most of the time you'll typically see that 0% financing, but it's usually over a very short term because obviously the finance company wants to get rid of that loan that's for free, basically, very quickly. So can you talk a little bit about what you guys have going on right now with 0%?
Yeah, we have a few different options going on 0% right now. Our Yukons are up to 72 months on 0%, which is a great term. It helps control that monthly payment, as you know. Even though you're getting 0% and you're buying $70,000 to $80,000 vehicles, that's still a high payment.
72 months at zero.
Right. 72 at zero on Yukons, and we're doing 60 months on select model Sierras. So there's some great options there. Our Encores are also, which is a small sports utility that we sell quite a bit of. It's a Buick product, and that's a 0% as well too. So we have a few different options going on right now with 0%, and a lot of our customers love to take advantage of the 0%.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, honestly, people call me all of the time. We're always talking about the blended rate calculator. We're looking at all of their debts, their monthly cash flow. You know, what is the actual true blended rate of everything that they own in combination, not just their mortgage? It doesn't matter if your mortgage is at 3.5%. If you've got credit cards that are at 22%, we do a blended rate of what you pay on an average monthly, you know, you're probably at 6.5, 7. So when you can get into something that's at 0%, that is amazing. And that's when we start to look at, hey, this might make sense to refinance. One of the things that you did mention too to me, and I'm going to let you explain that a little bit more as well, but you had a 2.99, which is still far below what you typically see, especially today. I don't know if anybody else has been out there shopping for car loans, but I'll tell you right now, I have been seeing interest rates that are far higher than what we've seen over the last few years. So what is driving that? I'm not really sure, but 2.99 is fantastic. And you were talking about rebates. So give us that one.
Right, the 2.99, most of the time when you do a 0%, you're really limited in rebates that are offered by the manufacturer, right? So when this program came out, it's 2.99, obviously on approved credit, and you can still apply your factory rebates to with that 2.99. So you're just getting a great purchase price on the vehicle as well. The factory's kicking in really and helping out with those rebates, getting you a lower purchase price, which is going to really drive down your monthly payment at a 2.99%. So that's a great way to go for some customers who are trying to weigh out 0% and no rebates when there's rebates up to $6,000 in some of these instances, as well as 2.99% interest.
That is pretty big. I mean, you take that $6,000 and you put that over your 60 months or your 72 months or whatever, you know. How long is the 2.99 go? What length of time is that?
Well, right now we're being told it's going through the 3rd of October.
Okay.
Could be extended, but at this particular time, it is going through the 3rd of October. And then hopefully we'll get that thing extended back out there a little bit longer. It's a great product for us. We're really happy with it.
Yeah, that is really, really awesome. I got to tell you, Dusty, one more time, you know, I just had such an amazing experience. I really appreciate the way that everybody took care of us. Like I've said before, like Heidi and I were talking about before we even, you know, got you on the phone. You know, one of those things that a lot of times that you think about when you're about ready to go and buy a car is, oh my goodness, I have to go buy a car. I mean, I there's no other way to say it, right?
No, there isn't. You know, you think you're so excited because maybe you're able to get the new car, but then you're dreading that process. And, you know, Deb couldn't rave enough about her experience. And all I thought was, why couldn't you have done this, you know, 8-9 months ago.
Yeah. So Dusty, I want to tell everybody out there that number one, you guys really truly were hassle free and I loved it. I went in there, I had questions, I got to talk to who I needed to. I wanted to know about financing before I got started. That's a very important piece to me, to the Mortgage Mom. I wanted to know what kind of specials you guys had going on. I wanted to just look at what was coming. I wasn't quite ready to turn the car in yet. My lease isn't up until next year, about April, but I wanted to see the 2020s. And I did not feel like I had that person jumping on my back trying to push me into that deal right now today. Obviously, there's people that are out there that are listening right now that need to go buy a car today. And I can't tell you that, you know, your experience would be amazing. It just absolutely will. But I love that you guys were really, really did, you know, take into consideration where I am, my situation. My lease is not quite up yet, but gave me everything that I needed to know, explained everything to me, and then offered me some amazing financing that I'm still thinking about. I might need to just jump on and do it sooner than later. But you guys have been great. And, you know, really everybody listening, these guys are the nice guys. Dusty, if they want to walk into the dealership, do they ask for you? If they call on the phone, they want to ask questions about, you know, loans or getting pre-approved. What's the very best way for them to communicate with the dealership?
They can really communicate with any salesperson, but I'd be happy to take their call, get to know them a little bit, and make sure that I connect them up with the correct salesperson that may work for them. So we can go either way, because if I'm busy at the store, I do want them to get some service and not have to wait for me to call them back. Okay. So they're welcome to call in, mention that they heard the interview on the radio, and then we can get them paired up with the right person.
That'd be great. And Dusty, are you the only Dusty there?
I am the only Dusty here.
All right, cool. So we don't even have to give out your last name.
No, we don't need my last name. There's one point that we did not touch on that I'd like to touch on with you real quick when you talk about, you know, where your customers come from and how far you drive for a vehicle. We do have a great selection of pre-owned as well.
Okay.
We carry it, and we do get customers that do call us from clear up in Bakersfield and so forth, different areas around Southern California, just because, you know, the internet's a big wide web, right? Our pre-owned vehicles that are very well taken care of. Our service technicians have been here on the average of 10 years with this ownership here at the store, and they take a lot of pride in what they put out on the line. So we're delivering some great pre-owned vehicles that give you other options besides just trucks and SUVs.
No, that's great. And let's just say, for example, they wanted to work with you and your dealership and they didn't see something online that maybe there's a certain kind of model or certain make or, you know, whatever that is that they're looking for and you guys didn't have it. Is that something that they should just stop there and go to the next website, or should they maybe give you guys a call and see if that's something that maybe, you know, you guys have coming in, that like, is there future inventory you guys know is on its way, or maybe it's not advertised yet because it's still going through the service department?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they would want to do is, if they didn't see it online, we do a lot with people contacting us, help them locate what we don't maybe have here at the store, we do have coming in, because we're buying vehicles every day as well as we're taking in trades every day. So we're always putting something new out there that may not be on our website yet. So if they're thinking about something that they don't see, it never hurts to call the store and let us talk to our used car buying manager and see if there's anything in the marketplace that fits their needs.
Awesome. Hey, Dusty, again, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate that. Like I said, I mean, I don't usually do an interview about car buying, but, you know, we do a lot about moms and stuff in life and what have we experienced recently. That's always a piece of the show. Right. And, you know, you guys were a great experience, and it was something that I really felt that you guys should get. You know, if I was a teacher, I'd give you a star or a sticker. You know, you guys need a trophy if it was,
And we got kids coming up that are going to be driving soon, so I like the pre-owned option because mine's not getting a new one.
No, absolutely. Well, my first one got a new one and that was a disaster. So no, the second one, unfortunately, he's a middle child. Mom, Manny got a new one. Well, guess what? Yep. You're the second one. I learned.
it all flows through the whole family. All along with the other sibling got.
Yeah, yep. It absolutely does. And yeah. Hey, if you guys need, obviously you guys are Tustin Buick GMC, super easy to find online on, just Google it, right? If you want to know more, more, you want to get a hold of Dusty, you want to know how to get in touch with the dealership, feel free to text me, text the word mom to 474747. All you have to say is Dusty Car Dealership, and I will get you guys sent over there to Tustin. If you guys go into Tustin Buick GMC, ask for Dusty, and you know, if he's not busy, he's going to help you get you paired up. If he is busy, somebody there will help you. But I can't say it again. It was an amazing experience, and I can't recommend it higher.
Well, great. We appreciate it. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dusty. You have a great morning.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ask the credit cowboy
about your credit needs. Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.